I'll explain that. If you know positively that lard is used, then you should desist from eating that food prepared with lard. But if you do not know, then you don't have to worry much, overmuch about this, because this was exactly what was taught and practiced by Hazrat Arbaz Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself. There used to come meat from various places, from the nomads, and people sometimes in Mecca doubted, the followers of the Holy Prophet, as to the meat being halal or haram, being rightly slaughtered in the Islamic way or not. And Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha tells us that Hazur Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam rejected these doubts and suspicions and said, if you know something to be haram, desist from eating it. But don't imagine, you don't permit your fancy to take flight in every direction and doubt everything. Unless you know something to be wrong, what you can do is say Bismillah and you can eat that thing. So that is the conduct of Hazur sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself. So if you know that lard is used, desist from it. If you don't know and you can have something positively without lard, prefer that. But otherwise, if you eat something of which you don't know positively that some haram thing has been used, it is not wrong. Only say Bismillah and that's quite enough.